Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening?
Science isn't about facts. It's about what we want you to believe.
Somebody kill me!
Welcome to Simple Facts of Life Radio, where, well, we find ourselves starting a brand new year with the same old threats to personal liberty, personal responsibility, and personal accountability. I am, as always, your host, the Chief, coming to you from somewhere in the vicinity of Portland, Oregon. If you'd like to join the show, the number here is, as always, 949-272-9588. And I started out the show with a frog in my throat. It's kind of weird because I was sitting here quietly waiting for things to, you know, the mechanical British lady to tell me to start talking, and I usually run my mouth a little just to get it out of my... just to get things going, but I didn't bother today. Yeah, so that's what kind of a show we got coming on. You know, I'm kind of lately been, I don't know if it's the Northwest gloomy winter weather. I've been suffering from an enthusiasm gap, but, you know, there's just stuff going on, and I just... can't bring myself to not come here and talk. I don't know what it is. A lot of the other people have been kind of taking things slow, but since I tend to go pretty slow all the time with my, you know, measly 30 minutes a week, yeah, I'm just doing it. But what do we got going on? Well, like I started out with, we're in a brand new year, and if you're one of those people like me that doesn't believe in the year zero, you could say it's a brand new decade since, you know, 2020. It's a year ending in 10, which is like the end of the decade. So the year starting with one is the first year of the decade. That's the way it's actually supposed to work. Yeah. Okay, so new year, depending on how you look at it, new decade, same problems. Well, okay, new problems. I saw a meme over the last couple of days that I found really kind of interesting. It seems that the movie Mad Max was, you know, which was made like in some other millennium, but the movie was set in the year 2021. So, we've gotten to Mad Max. If I walk outside the bunker here, I will find a wasteland and, you know, roaming bandits. Well, and again, I do live pretty close to Portland, so, yeah. That may be what's going on. Yes. Well, there are some things I kind of wanted to talk about in the new year, holdovers from the old year. But, you know, I didn't really have, came out here without any real notes, just a few things up in front of me to talk about. In other more ambitious times when the weather's a little nicer, I sometimes have some very detailed notes. I used to be pretty good at knowing exactly how many pages of notes I needed to fill exactly 30 minutes, you know, with everything. Used to work pretty well. Lately, I've gotten a little lazy about it, and so here I am, and now I wonder if I'm going to have enough. But what always happens is I end up just running my mouth and running out of time before I run out of things to say. So I will start with a bit of actual good news. I just saw this an hour or so ago. The Kenosha, Wisconsin district attorney, I guess it was, has announced that Rustin Shesky, who is the cop that shot Jacob Blake, will not be charged. Well, I guess that's a little good news for personal liberty, personal responsibility, and personal accountability, because let's face it, we all saw the video. The guy had the guns pointed at him. Stop, stop, stop. He didn't shoot. He didn't stop. He looked like he may have been reaching for a weapon. I mean, it's like, what did he think was going to happen? But, of course, we can't expect more riots. But when you think about it, it's Jacob Blake. Not only should the cop that shot him not be charged with any crime, City of Kenosha should charge Jacob, or should send Jacob Blake a bill for the bullets. Because when somebody, a cop, has a gun pointed at you and is telling you to stop, yeah, you're supposed to stop. I mean, what else could happen? But, of course, there was the riots and blah, 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 and it went on, and yes, social justice, and this is good news. We are not going to, he's not going to be charged, unless, of course, you know, the rioters get their way and they cave, which seems to happen. At least it seems to happen around here a lot. Maybe Wisconsin's a little better. Okay. But now, on to what's really going on. Things that kind of brought me here to talk. Got an election going on. And, you know, a few months ago, we didn't even think we would need such an election. But the way Georgia does things is they have runoffs and these, I don't know, jungle type elections where everybody runs, and if nobody gets a majority, you have a runoff. Okay, so now both Senate seats are up for grabs, and it just so happens that control of the Senate is up for grabs. The state of Georgia is the only check right now against, well, did I say Mad Max was set this year? Yeah. Seems that the state of Georgia is what's standing in the way of what to me seems to be a pretty bad situation. Now, I mean, you know, you look at it, and who would have believed that a candidate that won't even have anything bad to say about communism the candidate who's just a rich guy who generates zero excitement, that they would have any chance. But this is Georgia. This is a state that Stacey Abrams still seems to think she should be the governor of. This is a state that apparently has voted for Joe Biden instead of President Trump. A little more on that maybe later, but I don't know. But there are consequences. Now, I guess the good news is technically the Democrats have to win both of these elections in order to take control of the Senate and have undivided government. But when you look at some of the people, the Mitt Romneys and such in there, I don't know. Maybe a little different, you know. Maybe the new resistance, maybe some of the Susan Collins, Mitt Romney, the less than reliable conservatives may decide that, well, if they have any future going, they may have to become part of the resistance. Because that's kind of where I see us being right now. I think, you know, we don't know what's going to happen today in Georgia. The election, the people are voting right now. Don't know what's going on. People are, I mean, they're going to, most people believe that there was at least some funny business going on in the presidential election, and therefore, you know, there's going to be some funny business going on in this election, or lots of it. Lots of funny business, since there's two elections. I don't know, but stakes are huge. And we have to, that, you know, see what's gonna become. Will there be some branch of government that has our back, or will the resistance have to move underground? And that's kind of, I don't know, but that's where we are. We can only wait, only hope that win both of the elections, Perdue and Loeffler both win. We'll have to see. I tend to think, what I've been reading is it tends to look like most of the smart money is that they are going to win relatively narrowly, but we'll take narrow. But, you know, genuine narrow isn't going to cut it, because genuine narrow is kind of, I think, what President Trump did a couple months ago. Genuine narrow doesn't work against types of fraud we were seeing. But okay, enough about that, because that's a good segue to talk about tomorrow and what's going on. Tomorrow, maybe we'll know what matters, how much it matters, because maybe we'll know the election results. But tomorrow is the day where there will be a joint session of Congress presided over by the President of the Senate, one, Vice President Mike Pence, to count the electoral votes and declare or certify the results of the election, and to presumably declare that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are the president-elect and vice president-elect. Now, supposed to be a lot of people going to protest. There are going to be members of Congress who have said they are going to object, force a debate. Newsflash. It's not gonna make any difference. I mean, the mathematics are such that there is zero chance, in my humble opinion, that Congress is going to overrule the election. Technically, they could, I guess, but it's just a lot of, I don't know, dishonesty on both sides, I think, about what's going on, because most of us, you know, at least on the conservative side, believe that there was some fraud. I never really tried to make any predictions about the last election, but when I was asked what were my predictions, I think they came true. I said that Trump would win if we had an honest election, but since we wouldn't, Joe Biden would win. The way I see it, that's pretty much exactly what happened. So that's where we are, but I'm just wondering what people, we're talking, there's like 100 representatives and a dozen roughly senators say they're going to object. Okay. I guess interestingly, Ted Cruz of Texas has said he's going to object, but he wants some kind of committee to, conduct a urgent review of the elections, and then they'll certify them. But they're going to certify them, and you will vote to certify the elections if a committee is appointed. I'm just curious, what happens if the election is in fact certified, and then this committee finds out there was massive fraud, but Biden and Harris are officially the president and vice president elect, so therefore they can just go take the oath of office and move into their respective executive residences and, I don't know. Or what happens if, maybe things get a little bit behind and suddenly come January 21st or thereabouts, some strange thing happens. We've all been anticipating some mythical creature will emerge. We used to always laugh at the leftists because they seem to believe in unicorns. And now I look over on our side of things, I see a lot of people seem to believe in krakens. Equally ridiculous. Sounded good for a couple days. There is no kraken. Actually watched a little Clash of the Titans movie a few days ago. So, yeah, I saw the kraken. only Kraken I expected to see. But nonetheless. Here's what I want to say about the challenges to the election, because some people, even some of the Republicans, they seem to be, you know, people are saying they're, just weak-kneed, wimpy, you know, people like, you know, Ben Sasse, Tom Cotton, who's normally considered a very strong conservative, but he's not planning on supporting the objections. And I kind of see that, because his logic, and it's actually, from my perspective, going on American traditions, the Constitution, but more the whole way we do things here. You see, it comes down to the basic type of government we have. You know, the president is elected by the states, you know, however, you know, the states decide to choose the election, the electors. So on all states, it's been by popular vote. But it has to do with the office of the president. You see, what the people, should they actually pull off this objection and nullify the presidential election, then Congress would choose the president and vice president. There are a lot of places that pretty much do that, called a parliamentary system, where the governor, you know, the executive is chosen by the legislature. Whoever wins the majority in parliament chooses the government. Now, that's one way of doing things. I guess it kind of works okay, but there is, there's a big difference, because, you see, most places that have a parliamentary type of government, can't think of any that have this government that don't fit into this category, but there may be some that I don't know of, but the head of government is somebody, you know, normally called the prime minister or whatever, you know, synonym there is, chancellor, grand poobah, whatever, who is chosen by the majority of the parliament. But there is also someone else, a head of state, maybe a president in some countries, maybe a sovereign monarch as in the United Kingdom. But in most of those places, the head of state really does not have a whole lot of power as far as how the government is run. They do normally have some power. You know, in the British system, the Queen actually has the power anytime it suits her fancy. She can just up and fire the Prime Minister. But that requires dissolving Parliament, holding new elections, and then basically she will be told, you know, yeah, she has to rehire the same old prime minister, or she can hire somebody else, but then the parliament can basically gut that person of their power. Now that seems like a weird thing to us, but here's the thing that makes it kind of important and that we don't do here. See, in our system, the president is the head of government, part of the prime minister, but also the head of state, similar to Queen of England, Emperor of Japan, whoever it happens to be. Separating the two can be very important in turbulent times, because if you don't like the head of government, that's fine. Have your elections, you can do this, that, and the other thing. And you can still, you know, be the loyal opposition. In our system, and I've seen this over my, going back to the Vietnam days and to all this, when people object to what the government is doing, or the head of government, the president of the United States, is doing, what do they tend to do? They want to burn American flags, because the government and the state are not separate here like they are in other countries. In a place like England, United Kingdom, you can love the Queen and hate the government. It's a little harder to do here. And that's the problem we have. We find ourselves in a situation where Congress is choosing the president. I do kind of hope that we can get some kind of a commission to investigate things, but now we kind of have to think of ourselves as the loyal opposition, the resistance, whatever. And we have to look at what we can do to, you know, next time. And we have to do what we can to ensure that there will be a next time. And I guess that's the real problem. And that's what's kind of at stake today in Georgia, because I really wonder if the Democrats get their way, if they won't ram through. You know, they made some mistakes in 2009. They could have rammed a whole lot of things through, but they didn't. And it cost them in the end. And then 4 years ago, Republicans had control of Congress and everything, and they didn't ram things through. And that's where it is. Well, okay. As always, I just rambled on. I like to say a little hi. Annie from Southern Sense Talk Radio is here right from the get-go. Haven't seen her in a while. Glad to have you back. I guess she's going to be back. She'd been taking a little bit of time off since her show on Fridays. And Christmas Day, New Year's Day. So she'd been gone for a couple weeks. I assume she will be back this next Friday. Southern Sense Talk Radio here in Blog Talk Radio and a lot of other places. And that's comes live at 10 p.m. or 10 a.m. excuse me, Pacific time, which is like 1 p.m. Eastern time, on Friday. And also Tim Tapp finally showed up. He's been taking some time off, but I did actually see that he has a show scheduled for today. So be on in 30 minutes from right now, and I am out of here.